Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
Christ is born.
Glorify him.
This is the season in which we celebrate the birth of Christ, the season in which we give and receive gifts. Christmas is all about gifts, and we all know that the greatest gift of all is the gift that we receive, and that is the gift from God, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. In the Word of God, in Romans chapter 6, the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Christmas is about receiving gifts, and really that is the most important part of Christmas, is the gift that we receive. But in this story that was read this morning from Matthew's Gospel, we also see that it's essential to the Christmas story that gifts be given by us to God. Note with me the wise men who came and bore gifts. The gifts that these wise men gave are gifts that all of us must give. They gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold is the gift that is appropriate for a king. In that day, no one would dare to come into the presence of a king without bearing a gift. And the most appropriate gift was gold, because that was the prince of all gifts. It was the king of metals. Jesus Christ is God's gift of salvation to us. He's our Savior. But we will never receive him as our Savior until we bow before him as our Lord and King. They also brought to Jesus incense, frankincense. Tyler knows frankincense is my favorite. One of the things that I like to do as a priest is to sense. I just think it's a beautiful expression of our prayers as they ascend to God, and it's also an expression of how God acknowledges us and blesses us. Well, frankincense is the gift for a priest. Jesus is our only high priest. Just a word, whenever you honor a priest, you are really honoring God. You're not thinking, first of all, of the priest. You're thinking of the one whom the priest represents, and that's Jesus. So whenever you kiss the hand of a priest or you honor a priest in any other way, you are, in your heart, you're kissing Jesus' hand. And that is why we honor Jesus as our high priest. He is the only high priest. He is the one who, and what is the work of a priest? A priest represents the people to God. A priest is the one who bridges the gap that has separated us from God. What separates us from God is our sin. We are sinners. And the priest is the one who offers a sacrifice, which brings union back between God and man. And Jesus is our high priest. He's the one who not only offers the gift, but is himself the gift. So, wise men brought gold, honoring Jesus as king. They brought him frankincense, honoring him as priest. And they also brought myrrh. Myrrh was used in those days to embalm the bodies of the dead. So myrrh is a gift for one who is to die. Jesus came into the world to die for us. So already at the birth of Jesus, there looms the dark shadow of the cross in the Nativity. Jesus is wrapped in swaddling cloth. If you look at the icon of the Nativity, you'll notice that he's wrapped in grave clothes. Jesus Jesus came to die. So remember the gifts that the wise men brought as you celebrate the gift that we receive in Jesus. Jesus is God's gift of salvation, but don't ignore the fact that we also bring gifts to Him. Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
Give Him the riches of your gifts. Honor Him as King and Lord. Receive Him as the sacrifice who unites us to God.